here we are.
Yeah. Steve Elzinga here and
Henry Reininga, and we're excited about this mini course on cleaning.
Cleaning ministry biz.
Yes. And I there's a couple things that this class could be useful for. First of all, if you just want to have the skill of actually being a better cleaner, maybe you're going to get married and you want to kind of go into your marriage relationship and be able to really serve your wife or husband by getting some of these skills, this is good for you. Maybe you're courting and you know that this is one area of your life that you are not raised well, and you probably want to really know how to clean and clean well. This is also a YouTube class, being that we're utilizing the resources of the web, and we found a website, a YouTube channel that just really in very clear ways describes cleaning, the skills of cleaning.
Right, right.
Or as you just mentioned earlier, maybe this is a ministry biz, and we're going to not talk about those now. We'll explain that further in this class.
Yeah, that's some candy that's coming ahead here.
That's right. But in some ways, we should probably just talk about finding God's purpose in your cleaning and just get right to that.
Yeah, so in some ways, cleaning, cleaning is just one of those things we do, but often we don't put it in the context of the Bible or ministry. It's just one of the many things in life that we have to do.
So God can be glorified in all work, Colossians 3, verse 17. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord, Jesus giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Right. So the Bible, this is one of the hallmarks of the Reformation that, you know, before it used to be, okay, everyone did common work, and then the priests and people connected to the church, they're doing the really important stuff, and that's God stuff, and everyone else, that's the other stuff. And there was a dichotomy between the God piece and then the living life piece.
Right.
And the Reformation came, and the Reformers said, no, every person is a minister. Every person is a priest. Every person is, whatever they do, is part of the calling. Everyone has a calling, not just the few.
Right. And I saw that in my own mother. My mother was a person who loved to clean, but she loved to clean for others. I remember growing up, she'd be over at old Mrs. Littlebridge's house, and I said, why are you going there? Well, she's, you know, elderly and she can't clean. I said, is this a job? Oh, no. I'm just over there to help her out. And because of that, ministry was done. My mother showed me the power of doing that.
Right.
And I know at Christian Leaders Institute that we have maids and house cleaners and keepers all over the world that serve people who are not Christians.
Right.
Maybe they're Muslim or they're nothing, and they're gentle and cleanliness and what is a powerful witness.
Yeah, I got a good friend who, he's a singer. He loves singing, playing the piano, but he does carpet. Cleans carpets for a living.
Mm-hmm.
But when he goes to someone's house, if they have a piano, he always asks, "Can I sing you a song?"
Oh.
And people request him because he'll always sing a song before he does his cleaning.
Right.
So he's doing music ministry.
Well, it's interesting that later in the same chapter, Paul says that again, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving.
Yeah, yeah. So in some ways, you don't do it for you. You don't do it for the people you're doing it for. You're doing it for the Lord. He recognizes your effort. And there's actually a reward.
Right, right. We don't often think about it, but cleaning can be influential.
Right. 1 Thessalonians 4, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on anybody.
I mentioned before about some of our Christian Leaders Institute students, and that's very influential. So the cleaning itself can be influential.
Yes. You're connecting with people as you do this.
Well, since this is sort of the introduction class, you should get a little taste of what you're going to learn about later on.
The cleaning biz can help you help others. Ephesians 4:28. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need.
I think this is an exciting new area, and it's we call it the ministry biz area, and you can actually take a one-credit class here on ministry biz, where the lines are blurred. So it's just not a cleaning business you could potentially do. It's a ministry biz cleaning opportunity.
It's a ministry, at the same time, business.
Yes, I really like that.
Number four, the concept of cleaning is at the heart of the gospel.
Psalm 51:10. A clean heart. Psalm 51, verse 10. O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Psalm 51:7. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
I like this concept of clean and the potential impact for the gospel, but also how great it makes me feel. Like, you know, I learned from my mother just the satisfaction of a clean house.
Right.
And I think some of that is being lost today.
Well, there's I forget which book it is, but the author suggests, I think it's Peterson, the author suggests that the most important thing you can do to start off a really good day is to make your bed.
Make your bed, yeah.
And he says that because if you can succeed, he says, you know, that the world is chaos, so that's sin.
Right.
The world is filled with chaos, and your day is filled with brokenness and the sin that, you know, produces all this brokenness. And it's easy to get this sense of defeat and that sin is winning and nothing's going right. And so he said, if you can just start the day by bringing chaos to the first thing that you encounter, which is your own bed, you get up, you make it, you know, you get dressed, you brush your teeth, you comb your hair, and you start off with success, like bringing order to a chaotic world. And in some ways, that's what the gospel does, at the very heart of the gospel. The gospel is a answer to sin.
Right.
Sin is brokenness, chaos.
Right.
And the answer to that is the gospel, the grace of God. And so cleaning in some ways is that God, it's at least a metaphor for the gospel.
You know, in the history of the church, Steve, and you know this too, and we've often talked about it, is like when even the early church, maybe 4th, 5th century, when the aesthetic movement came in and people would go into the wilderness and worship God, a huge theme of the spiritual renewal was order, cleanliness, cleaning. You know, it almost became too far.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is the Pharisaical thing.
Yeah.
Right?
We're gonna find something powerful, and then
we're gonna work our salvation rather than a thankful response to the grace God gives us.
Now, on the early biblical side, there was the coming of the deacons, which is a service type of thing where, you know, people had needs. And I love that metaphor too, where it's like if you bring cleanliness to someone's home, to actually face the smell, face the problems, face the dirt, and bring in a clean, that is powerful ministry.
It's, if you go back to Genesis, the world was formless and empty.
Right.
And then what did God do over the next 6 days? He brought form. He organized it, right?
Right.
And in a sense, that's what we do when we clean. It's formless and empty and chaotic. And then we come in, and the skilled people that know what they're doing can transform
something,
a chaotic place, giving people a space to connect. And when you have all this chaos, brokenness, rubble.
Right.
It's so distracting, and it's hard to connect with the people around you. When you have a nice place, I mean, people spend millions of dollars creating places for
right.
people to connect, and that they're thoughtful and put together right.
Right. Pretty powerful. Now, from a ministry purpose, there is this concept of a clean household comes into the Bible, right?
Right. Right. Number five, managing a household is the first building block to a leadership position in the church.
Hmm.
1 Timothy 3:5, if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? Now, managing your household is not just, you know, keeping track of the kids and
right.
creating discipline situations for them. It is taking care of the stuff and bringing order to the place that you live. You're in charge of that. You're managing it. And if the car is broken down in the driveway and there's stuff everywhere and there's food on the floor and the health of your family is at stake, your kids learn that you don't have to take care of things. You drop something on the floor, you don't have to pick it up. So in other words, there's no consequences to your
right.
bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's cleaning is saying all the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Hey, when you have a 5-year-old and you want to teach your 5-year-old something, your 5-year-old spills water on the table, and you say, hey, we now have an opportunity to clean that up. And
right.
you teach your child that there's problems.
Right.
And you can cause problems, but then there's things you can do to fix those problems.
Right, right.
And that's how they learn responsibility and discipline. But it's all part of the managing of the household,
mm-hmm.
which is part of this cleaning thing.
So throughout this mini course, Melissa Maker is the name of the, mainly we feature her in this YouTube. And she's little like 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 2 minutes,
yeah.
little videos that cover everything from cleaning your car
right.
to cleaning the kitchen, cleaning bedrooms.
Right.
And she loves it. She loves cleaning. You can yeah. see a lot. And my hope for you is as you go through these posted YouTube videos that you will learn to love cleaning. I know when I've watched right. through the videos in preparation for this class, I actually am better now.
Right.
I mean, I clean more,
right.
and when I clean more intelligently.
Right.
Like, and I can see part of it. To talk about that a little bit. When you do something in ignorance and it's frustration,
yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
actually is. You almost want to stop it.
Right.
But if you actually learn how to do it,
right.
And then even learning like, oh, this kind of brush and this kind of, you know, and me being the last born child, and you know about me,
right.
you know, and my mother really loved cleaning. So she's like
a superstar cleaner.
Right. Superstar.
Right.
Okay. So my entire childhood, the whole concept of a clean house in the last born in that family was not on my radar screen.
No. Because you didn't have to do it.
I wish I had this class
right.
before I got married. Pam would have loved it.
Yes.
But part of it was pure ignorance.
Right. And what's interesting is these little YouTube videos, you watch them once, and the vision of what that is will be forever
yes.
in your brain.
Like, okay, clean the car. I see. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
I see what to do.
Because a lot of times there's...
Clean
this,
a bedroom. Yep.
In these kind of arenas, there's always this one little thing that you don't know.
Right.
One little secret.
I mean, you can guess it all, but the one little
yeah.
silver sauce.
Yes. That makes it twice as easy.
Right.
And you're doing it the hard way all this time, and that's often the case.
And one more thing, too, is a lot of times, this is on the web. You could search it out yourself, but you won't.
Right.
So, and to actually finish this class,
yes.
and then at the end of it, you might take 2 or 3 things. You might take 10 things out of it,
right.
but you will be a person who knows and loves cleaning more. So, I guess, welcome to the class, and... And at the end of the class, it'll be interesting what you post
yes.
in the comments,
right.
Because I think this is fascinating to talk about. So,
yeah.
Good luck. Enjoy becoming a cleaner.
Yes.